Well, good evening, saints. You got your Bibles? We got a lot of scripture tonight. We started last week on pursuing a love relationship with God. And I want to continue tonight, and we're going to be gone the next two Sunday nights, and then we're going to continue at least one more time anyway. I don't know, maybe twice, but we'll see when we get back. We got a bunch of grandchildren that's got all their birthdays all within a week. And it's nice. We only got to make one trip. Instead of three, we can make them all in one time. And anyway, we're going to fly up in the morning, so y'all keep us in prayers. You know how I love airplanes. Just one big flying gas tank, you know. And so anyway, yeah, you fly a lot, or didn't you? Yeah, don't you wish you could fly one of them big ones with all them, how many thousand gallons of gas is in that thing? A lot. A lot. All right, folks. It's got about that much too much for me. All right, pursuing a love relationship with God. Wow, this subject is something that just, I'm having a hard time because it's just so vast. And but yet it's so vital. It is a must in our Christian walk. It's a must. You know, we know that God is love, and He always will be, and ever so will be from throughout all eternity. But there's only one thing that will totally satisfy a love, and that is love in return. A heart that's the only thing that can truly satisfy love is a truly heart that loves. And only love in return can satisfy that. It's just all there is to it. And you know, we as believers, and we hear this all the time, well, God loves you, God loves you, God loves you. Well, He does. But you know, we've got to love Him back. We've got to love Him back. And this is what we need to understand, because this is the only thing that completes this love cycle. God loves us, but we must, in return, love Him. And it must be freely given, this love. It can't be coerced or rules and regulations put on it. It must be free. And this is a part of that free will that God has given us, that we must choose to freely love Him. And because God pursues each one of us in order to have a love relationship with Him. And as I began to open up the scriptures and began to pray and study this, one of the most important things is so many, because when we get into the love of God, we can go so many branches. But I think the first one, and one of the most important thing, is our obedience. Obedience and love go hand in hand. Your love for God and your obedience to His command go hand in hand. Turn over into John, the Gospel of John, in the 14th chapter, and stay there. We're going to take two or three scriptures out of here. The 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, in verse 15. And, you know, I was talking to someone yesterday, and I said, I try to keep my faith simple. I get a kind of a kick out of Christians. They want to get so deep, and they want to talk over your head, and it just gets so deep with all this stuff. And I've got my oldest daughter is like this in a lot of ways. But you know, some of the most profound things that Jesus told us is so simple. Because after all, didn't he call us sheep? Now, I've never raised any sheep. Does anybody here raise any sheep? Are they as dumb as they say they are? They are. Well, no wonder sheep is my first name then, you know. And he called us sheep. And this is why Jesus had to talk so simple. In the 15th verse, Jesus said, and he's talking to you and I, if you really love me, you will keep and obey my commandments. Now, believers, what don't we understand about this? He didn't say that, well, you are to keep my commandments, or if you have time to, but you're busy, I know your schedules are so busy, so if you ever have time set aside that you could obey me, this would be nice. He didn't say that. He said, if you really love, he didn't, you know, and how about, I'm reading from the Amplified. Everybody got the King James? I think the Amplified, they put in really love me. What is the New King James? It's, if you love me?
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Okay. And I like here where the Amplified, it's in a parenthesis, puts the word in really. To me, this emphasizes it because Jesus isn't talking, well, if you love me, keep my commandments. No, he says, if you really do, you're sincere, and you really love me, you will keep my commandments. Period. So very, very simple. So, you know, as believers, folks, obedience is the outward expression of our love. If you really love the Lord, you will keep his commandments. This is the outward expression. Same chapter in verse 14, but look over in verse 31. Verse 31 in chapter 14, but so that the world may know without any doubt that I love the Father, I do exactly. I do exactly as the Father has commanded me and act in full agreement with Him. Get up and let us go from here. Now, Jesus set an example of a love relationship. Because here again, if we're sheep, and I have a problem trying to understand what a relationship is with the Lord, look at the relationship that Jesus had with his Father. He said, I do exactly what my Father tells me to do. Yeah, well. So, if he does exactly what the Father tells him to do, what should we do when he tells us something? Do exactly what he said. And I fought with that this week on something. And it ended up, it's not what the flesh wanted, but I do what he said. I said, Lord, I'm afraid I'm making the right decision here. I'm going to do what you said. Curtis. Sure. And this is all part, Pastor uses the term about walking in the Spirit a lot and walking with the Lord a lot. Well, if you're walking with Him, you're going to be obedient to Him. And your outward expression of your love relationship is obedience to Him. Obeying God out of love, it doesn't merely just mean following to the letter of the law, but it also includes obedience to the Spirit of God's command. Look at all the things that God has commanded us to do. And the things in the Scriptures, people take these as just mere suggestions. You and I, we are used to driving here in this country. So when you come up to a red light, what do you do? You stop. When we first started going to Brazil, I was riding in a car through Rio de Janeiro, and red lights is just a suggestion. And I also found out that, you know who has the right of way at a red light? The first one that beeps their horn. I never would drive there. I went with the missionary to the bank, and, you know, we would pull up in front of the bank, you and I would, and we would pull into a parking space, parallel park, let's say, in front of the bank. Well, there they pull in, if you're fortunate enough, there's so many people, one park in a parallel park, and one parks next to him, and another one parked next to him. And I was sitting in the third one, out by everybody else is going in the city. And the missionary went into the bank. Now, I learned, you know, you and I go to the bank. We have the privilege of going through drive-through tellers. And even at that, sometimes, you know, we may get a holdup in the bank. I know I was down at the bank one time here years ago before they had all this drive-through. And I was sitting there on a Friday, and there was a line about from here to the end of the church. And finally, when it was my turn, I says, I don't understand this teller. You've got two tellers, and you got eight spaces here. Who are you trying to impress? I says, open up your two lanes, cut the rest of these out, put a jacuzzi in for the rest of us while we sit and wait on you. The bank manager didn't. But anyway, I'm sitting in the car in Rio, and a cop pulls up. He gets out, he says, can you drive? I said, yeah, I can drive. He says, but can you drive in Rio? I said, ain't no way. He says, scoot over, I'll move the car for you. There's a place right up here. And he did, he pulled up there. Bye. I don't know how I got off on that. But when we read these verses of simplicity in the scriptures, and Jesus set the example of our love relationship. Jesus told us that he would take those who respond to his love and put us into an ever deepened experience of love and fellowship with him. And I like what he said in verse 21. In that same chapter, verse 21, a person who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And whosoever really loves me will be loved by my Father. Oh, wow. Wow. You want God to love you? Just keep Jesus' commandments. It's as simple as that. As simple as that. And I will love him. Oh, boy. And reveal myself to him, and I will make myself real to him. Wow, you want to know Jesus? Keep his commandments. You keep his commandments, and God's going to love you. And he says, I'm going to reveal myself to you, and I'm going to love you. And then he said, I'm going to make myself real to you. Most Christians, sadly, just think they know the Lord. He's some figure that's up in the third heaven somewhere, sitting on a throne. But he's not. Not at all. If you, in your Christian experience, in your Christian walk, you begin to work on and build a love relationship with him, day by day, hour by hour, Jesus said, I'm going to reveal myself to you. I'm going to make myself known to you. And you're going to discover who he really is in your life. Wow. Can you describe your relationship with God by sincerely saying, we say this a lot, well, Lord, I love you with all my heart. Do we really? You know, God created us for a love relationship with Him. And when we're not living our life in an overflowing of God's love for Him, then we cannot live our Christian life as God had intended our life to be. God intends, He made you and I for, and made us and created us for a love relationship with Him. Let's look at the great commandment. Both in the Old and the New Testament, the heart cry of God is expressed all throughout the Old Testament, and the essence is still the same in the New. In Mark, turn over into the Gospel of Mark. The 12th chapter, Mark. starting with verse 28. Now, Jesus is going to quote from Deuteronomy 6:5. He says, "Then one of the scribes, an expert in Mosaic law, came up and listened to them arguing with one another, and noticing that Jesus answered them, 'Well, ask him which commandment is first and foremost important of all.' Jesus answered," and here again he quotes Deuteronomy 6:5, "The first and most important one is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, through an understanding and with all your strength. And this is the second, that you shall unselfishly love your neighbor as yourself. And there is no other commandments greater than these." Wow. The greatest commandment is love the Lord with all of our being. Everything in our Christian life, everything that we about knowing about God and experiencing Him, knowing His will, depends on our quality of our love relationship with God. Our whole Christian experience is based around the quality of our love relationship with Him. And if this relationship is not right, then nothing in our life will ever be in order. It can't be. Let's look into the Scriptures and let's see what God says about a love relationship. Let's go into the Old Testament in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. He says, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you today, and I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore you shall choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving the Lord your God, and by obeying His voice, and by holding closely to Him. For He is your life, He is your good life, your abundant life, your fulfillment, and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord promised and swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Wow. Choose life. Choose Him. Choose to obey Him by loving the Lord. And then another one, you don't even have to turn to it, we all know this, John 3:16. "For God so loved that He gave." John 14:21, we already read. Look at Romans in the 8th chapter. Romans 8, 35. "Who shall ever separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Nothing can ever separate us from the love of Christ. But remember, this is a two-way love relationship. Verse 37, he says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory through Him who loved us so much that He died for us. In verse 39, he says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. How does that make you feel? Wow. Wow. No matter what. No matter what. There's nothing that can separate you from the love of Christ. 1 John. 1 John 3:16. By this we know and have come to understand the depth and the essence of His precious love, that He willingly laid down His life for us because He loved us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the believers. This goes back to what we said in the very beginning, the song we sang about grace. Do we fully understand the love of God? That He, God Almighty, in the person of Jesus Christ, laid His life down for you and me. As wretched of a human being, as a sinner as we are, God laid His life down for us. Over in the next chapter, in the fourth chapter, verses 9 and 10, He says, by this the love of God was displayed in us, that God sent His one and only begotten Son, the one who truly unique and the only one of His kind, into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation, that is, the atoning sacrifice and the satisfying offering for our sins, fulfilling God's requirement for justice against sin. Wow. All these things that God had done for you and I because of love. Because of love. Do you realize that the Lord does just not give you life, but He said He is your life? He doesn't just give you life. He is your life. And He doesn't grant you things and comforts and so you can just have a good life to live. He brings us into a love relationship with Him. So out of that relationship that we can have everything that we possibly need. He never said He's going to give you everything you want. He said He could give you the desires of your heart if they match up to His will, but what you need. And all of us, many times, we need to go back and look at our life and look at our petitions and come to the point of, what do I really need? Do you find, as now all of us here are seniors, ones that's not, just give it a couple more days, you'll be there. Do you find that the longer you live, the less stuff you need? We just wound it up yesterday because we're going away. We've been doing a garage sale. We've been in that house 48 years. I didn't know we had so much stuff.
You thought you were
going to
sell it all in a couple of weekends.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I asked her, I says, you want to get a couple truckloads? Do you think there's room enough in the fellowship hall? We'll just bring it over here and Debbie Dury and Debbie Dayton can get rid of it. But stuff. And she's still cleaning out closets. We're finding dead bodies we forgot about we hid 40 years ago. You know? And we don't need this stuff anymore. I admit, I have some things. I don't need it, but I like it. I enjoy it. And it's mostly in my antiques. So I like looking at it. I don't care that much for modern stuff. I'm not into technologies. I like the old stuff. And many people do. Debbie said she does. But God said that He would give us everything we need, and I can testify to that. Many times in times past, I've asked God, He's blessed. I've asked Him for one, He's given me 10. And He's just blessed so much over our lives. And I know many of you, we'd be here all night listening to testimonies how God has blessed you, and He's given you what you need and even more. And that's a result of a love relationship with Him. Because God loves you. And when we love Him back, He does want to bless us, and He guarantees He's going to give us the things that we need. And because God loves us, He wants us to love Him in return. And when you love God, He promises to respond in your life with blessings. You want to love Him with all your being? Your experiencing God's depends. Your experiencing with God depends on your love with Him. Our love. I've got a little illustration, and it's a little crude, but follow along with me. I think it will make the point. The lives that we live, we are, all of us lived good many lives here on earth. And we got millions and millions of people all around us. But look at it this way. You have a wall. Big, huge wall. And you put a ladder up. And this ladder represents your life. And you take one step at a time. Another step. And another step. And another one. Until one day, you reach the top. There's no going back down, because every time you took a step was cut off. You take another step was cut off. And you get to the top of that wall, and you discover you're on the wrong wall. And at the top of this wall, there's nothing but death and destruction. Can you imagine that? And you know, a lot of them, like Fern here, is shaking your head. No, and I do too. And we can't understand this, because through our free will, we have chosen the Lord. We've chosen God's love. And we've chosen to love Him in return. But can you imagine this in the lives of millions of people around us? This is the way they live their life. One step at a time, and they're going to get to the top of that wall, and there's nothing. They pick the wrong wall. How sad that is. Because they've had no love relationship, even though God loves them. They have no relationship. You see, the point of this illustration is a love relationship to God is the single most important thing in your life and in my life. The single most important thing is having and building that love relationship with Him. Folks, that is far more. Far more than just saying, well, God, I love you. Building that love relationship. If you love Him, obey Him and build that relationship with Him. And you know, this is not just... We can apply this not just as individuals, but we can apply this as a church as a whole. That we as a church should build a loving relationship. Not just with God, but we build a loving relationship with each other. So many times I've heard, and people that have come here, them people really love. Well, that says not only do they love me as a visitor, they love the Lord. Because if you didn't love the Lord, you wouldn't love them. You know? One of my dearest friends, and y'all know Pastor C and Denise. One of the greatest compliments that he's given y'all, he told me, sitting at the dinner table, he said, if I lived in Pasco County, Florida, I'd be coming to Faith Community Church. Them people really love. And Debbie told me this week, and I know I'm not speaking out of turn, but Kathy and Keith. Kathy told Debbie this week, I miss the love of Faith Community. And there's not many churches that can say that. I went to a church in Tennessee. We went for several times, and the last time I went back by myself to that church, not a person spoke to me. The pastor's wife was high in passing. And I noticed this and we went because of our oldest daughter. That's where they were going at the time. And we went to support them. But I noticed, now if you're in the little pastor's clique that they had there, he talked to them all the time. A visitor comes in, is totally ignored. And that's not true here. That's not true at all here. Sometimes when a visitor comes in, it's like a queen bee. And they all everybody's on top of them. And that's okay, folks. Because whether they realize it or not, you love them because you love them as an individual. You love the Lord. And as a church, you love the Lord. And that can't be faked. That can't be coerced. You love the Lord because you want to. And because He first loved you and He gave His life for you. Whether you understand it or not, doesn't matter. Amen? Amen. All right. Well, we're going to continue on. Next time. We'll review and we'll work on some more, and because we got a whole section I want to get into, and this is a fun part. And the love of God, you know, we talk about the importance of obedience, but helping to understand, and we're going to spend a little time on this, helping to understand the love of God. I'll give you a little preview. Is the givingness of God. Wow. The givingness of God. For God so loved, He gave. For God so loved, He gave. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You, Lord, so much for Your love. Lord, may we love You in return. You've built us. You created us for that love relationship, and without that, it's just a total big void in our lives. And the sadness in that void is in the lives of millions of people around the world and around us that don't know You, Lord. Lord, we thank You for that love. You thank You for filling that void with Yourself, because even though we don't understand it, You loved us so much. Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for Your Holy Spirit that reveals it to us and gives us understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.